No, the closest was probably my rookie year. We went to Cincinnati and played there, and I think in the middle of the third quarter we had about an hour and a half delay before we finished the fourth. And that's probably the closest I've been to having a situation like tonight. Yeah, it's tough. I think we were, you know, especially going out there for warm-ups and being ready. It looked like it was going to clear up, I guess, for a second. So we were ready as a defense. I think we were ready to get out there and in a game atmosphere. You know, we have, it's different this year with our new defense going in. Everything we do is a pretty important, I think. So I don't think it's going to hurt us, but I think it was something we were looking forward to going out there tonight. I think we did pretty well. I think camp is always back and forth. A lot of times, you know, when you're having 2-a-days, and offense might do pretty well in the morning, the defense might come back at night and do stuff. You're adjusting to each other the whole camp. But I think as a defense, we've gotten off to a good start. It's you know, we've had pretty high volume of installation so far, and we Aaron was talking earlier. I mean, this is an aggressive defense. We're gonna be aggressive. We're gonna play downhill, be physical. And I think this has been as physical a camp as I've been in since I've gotten here. So it's been good so far. And I think that's why having this canceled tonight isn't gonna hurt us as maybe it would have in years past with how physical we've been and the number of plays we've taken so far in camp. As a player, it's different, at least in my position, inside linebacker. I think, you know, every defense has kind of their staple defense, what you're going to do. And our staple, we're not, you know, we can do so many different things in this defense that I think it's a lot different than it was last year with what we've done. I think we're 3-4. So many teams are switching to it, I think, because you can be unpredictable. You can blitz from every direction. You can do a lot of different things and confuse the offense. And that's the biggest difference for us. And I think, at least as inside linebackers, we, you know, a lot of times we're going to be playing downhill. We're going to play fast, and we're going to try to. You know, I say it all the time. We're not going to let the offense dictate the game to us. We're going to take it to them.
With Cleveland coming in here next week, your thoughts on facing
Cleveland? It should be fun. I don't know. You know, they have their quarterback competition going on right now, I guess. So it's going to be a good. I think it's going to be a big game for both teams, especially since tonight got canceled. You know, it's going to be our first time, I guess, on the field in a live game situation, and they have, you know, they have a new coach, they have quarterback situation going on. So it's not just a normal run-of-the-mill preseason game, I think. It's going to be, for both sides, there's storylines that guys are trying to work out and figure out that don't normally happen.
Does Laura have a
halfback? No. She regrets that decision that she made. But she had no idea she was going to be shown on TV. But you live and you learn, I guess, so. She's just hoping for both of us to get out of the game, not hurt. We both have jobs to do, and I think we realize that. So I wouldn't do anything. I say all the time to her, I tell her, I'm not going to do anything extra. I'm not going to punch him after a play, but I'm not going to let up before the whistle, though. I think we, as a defense, we feel pretty good. There's obviously, you know, steps you have to go through in training camp. We're a week in, and I think for everything we've had thrown at us and what we've done, we've responded pretty well. We've had good days, and we've had days that haven't been as good. But we just need to, I think, get everything going. This is the third time we've installed this defense for us. For the guys that have been here since March, but we just need to cut back on our some of our, you know, mental errors, mental breakdowns, but I think for the mental errors we've had, we've made up for it with some big plays. I think if, as anyone's been watching, they could see we've had our secondary's probably had more interceptions this camp than they ever have.